The Good, the Bad, and the Boucherian.
The Good, the Bad, and the Boucherian.
And folks, you're listening to The Good, the Bad, and the Boucherian. It's your boy Billy back at it with another episode. Hope you guys are keeping well, keeping safe at home amidst the pandemic, and things are going well for you guys. Today in studio, we have Lewis Ngunyi, who, as per now, says he's a hustler. So we want to hear a bit about that. And it's funny how I like how my episodes are intertwining. It's ironic, and this is not even coincidental, or it is coincidental, that our last episode, last week's episode's title was "This is your sign to drop out." That was pure coincidence. So it seems as though, Lewis, you followed the advice. Together with Carol Jesse, all the way from Mauritius in the African Leadership University. And today we want to talk about growth in terms of, for them, even as they left Bush, what were their expectations coming out here and thinking that probably Boucherians, the life is, or the path rather, is smoother for you in terms of getting jobs, getting good unis, and quote unquote succeeding just like they did probably in high primary and entered high school with the best grades, probably left high school with good grades as well. And so when I hear what it's like for them now, so Lewis, would you like to start us off and tell us, for you, even as a Boucherian all along, since you entered form one, form two, form three, form four, what was it like, and what did you think the world had to offer for you as a young man, as a Boucherian?
Of course, most of us, up until the time we got to Bush, getting to Bush was the dream. Then you get there, then you realize, there's a lot more to life than this. So obviously you go through the four-year system. Along the way, now I made friends. Oh, by the way, for those who don't know, Jesse was in Across, which is Bush with a small B.
Oh my god.
Is it not too early? You want to start a war here? You're gonna catch
please.
The last girl's high school. No, if I'm being honest, when people say, when people make these jokes, is oh, guys went to Alliance. Very few people are talking about girls, but I digress.
He woke up and chose violence. Today it's violence.
So I met Jesse. Was it from two or from three?
It was from three.
From three?
Yeah.
Funky Red Cross, yeah?
Yeah.
I had so many friends. Unfortunately, Jesse is the only one who's left. It's not a good thing.
please ask yourself why.
Because you make horrible... Actually, ask myself why.
Yeah, ask yourself why I'm the only friend that's left.
Because you're horrible like me.
Yeah, I think that answers...
So obviously, we left school after Form 4. And I think, and I was discussing this with a friend of mine, most Boucherians who left before Matiang'i, we had a predestined life. We knew I'm going to leave school, go to uni, do either engineering, medicine, law.
Kwanza, add with your A of 84 points. Add that part.
Yeah. Oh my God. Hey.
What's A 84? Go do med. A 84, go do med, SG, law, engineering, or something. Mm-hmm. Then straight into work. And then I feel like that's the support system we create for ourselves since we're in school. So when you get out here and you decide, you know what, I want to do arts. Ah, unapata watu wameform WhatsApp group and asema, hey, umse alilemewa siku ile anaimba Gengeton. But we have a very skewed definition of what success, quote unquote, is supposed to mean. Mm-hmm. So obviously for some of me, I decided, this is not the path for me. Maybe I am done with lots of school and stuff. So I just dive into business.
I think for me, it's basically almost the same thing. There was so much in high school. I used to be told, the fact that you're from a Lance girls means you can't even get an A minus. So, you know, there's so much pressure to be this person, and so much information was grounded that if you really got an A, you've made it in life, like uko sawa, you know. So you're there, you're there studying, blah, 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 blah. You are lucky enough, we were not, like you said, before the Matiangi season, we got our A's, and now you're thinking, oh my God, I have all this life figured out. You know, I'm going to do medicine, I'm going to do whatever course I'm doing, you know. By 24, I've graduated, you know, and life is going to be smooth. And then you get out of school. Things are very, for me, I was very shocked. I think it took almost an year for me to reprogram, to unlearn very many things that I had, you know, that I knew, you know. And it was a bit depressing, to be honest, because also the way the world views you, ulitoka alliance, you know, like, you're doing what? Ulichagua kos gani? Aumito kos gani?
Mande?
It was bad. Podcast in Anpatia PTSD, but, you know. It was bad. It was bad. This
podcast is for trauma bonding.
So for me, I think I had to, for some time in my life, I was not doing what I wanted to, but rather trying to live the expectations of what a Busherian should be doing, you get. And it was not good at all. Yeah, that's what I would say.
So Lewis, you talked about for you, for example, you didn't go into the norm of, you know, law, medicine, engineering, and decide to take the bold move. And I call it bold exactly precisely because of what Jesse said, that there's this sort of, should I call it skewed mentality or view that a Busherian should live with their A and do one of these top three courses. And so if you don't do that, then everyone else is wondering, where did the rain start beating our boy? Like, what is this about? You know, like, was it all a lie? Even your parents are just wondering, you're from Bush, we expect you to, you know.
When I made the decision to not go to uni, I remember my dad storming out of the living room because I'm not the person to say, I'm not gonna do it. So my parents, up to a certain level, they've realized by the time I'm saying no, I've thought about it for like 3 or 4 weeks. Now, Saizi, trying to talk me out of it is a complete waste of time. So I remember my dad storming out of the living room. And I'm like, Then he said, this lifestyle, I'm not going to be comfortable. So you know, me decide, I'm just diving into the deep of life. And then, say you do. I think for some weird reason, which was a bad thing for me, I think I started making money very early in life, which sounds good, but it's really not. It's really not. So at some point in that journey, things just went down good. Obviously, kwanza nimekumbuka. Can you just catch me out? She catch me out. Yani, unani cut off aje na kwa miaka 18. What is wrong?
Umali ku cut off.
Imagine. And she literally told me she's cutting me off. You know, you cut people off, ile, just let it slide. Don't come to me cutting you off on Monday. What is wrong?
Because you're dropping out.
No. Why did I cut you off?
Because you were dealing with your demons.
Yeah, I was really... I was going through a rough patch at that time in my life. I remember during that period where you were making a lot of money, I just joined Strathmore doing CPA. You know, this was it. I had just finished high school, like in November. And because, you know, I had these strict parents, I just rested during December and January, even before. By then, our results used to chuck like around March, April. So January, I'm in Strathmore already studying CPA. CPA.
Hey. Hey,
open to Kwenu. So I already had this mentality of when I finish high school, I want to go to uni, and a new uni is partying and fun and all that. Then I go to Strathmore. It's like my high school again. There's a dressing code. You can't hug, you can't do what. And then I had just discovered, there's something called alcohol. Where? You know.
Uka fry.
Like, see, high school, pia uko na amukwa mna hug bado.
Guy,
I'm a you ujinga at the university, bana.
Kama na shout.
Jesse alihagiana akiwa na miaka 21. Venye alingia Juja.
Ulingia Juja?
Guy.
When I linger at Juja, I'll go to Patana and hug you. Yeah, like a fry.
Life has been tough.
So you just discovered alcohol.
I had just discovered alcohol, and it was bad. When I think about it now, like it used to be wild. Mm-hmm. That's me. I'm trying to date who is who and who. It's not working out. This adulting stuff. I had just moved out from home, so I was trying to balance all those things and the pressure. And then I go to school now. I didn't want to really study, but the fact that you're from which school, and then you meet with your classmates, not classmates really. Mm-hmm. Like I was in a girls' school, so I go to Strathmore, and then I meet people from Ngunyi's school. And you know, I don't want to look dumb. I've never been in class with a guy. So I'm like, hey, I meet some other guys there. I'm trying to, you know, to shine and all that. And I'm like,
catch up.
Na bado nataka kushine, you know. And I'm like, no, this is not it. This is not how uni should be. Uni should be fun and all that. So I'm struggling to keep my grades high. I'm really partying and doing the most. Life, Ngunyu nakumbuka Project X.
Funny thing, that thing was happening in my estate.
Yeah, so.
Oh, no, Jesse was on the poster.
Yeah, I was on the poster.
Ay, uliamua after Bush. It's wilding.
Let me tell you, I was in Sunday school teacher with this woman. Tulikuwa tunafunza watoto maadili.
Let me tell you, it's always the Sunday school teachers.
No.
The Sunday school teacher was chapel captain.
No, Anna. We were in Sunday school with Jesse, and then I'm seeing all these crazy things going on. I love the good thing about me is I live in Nanyuki, where I'm so far away from all this drama. Plus, as part of my Form 4 decision, Yakumaliza Shule was to just do away with all this bush crowd. Because I figured we're not heading in the same direction.
No, Indo, let me cut
really.
Off.
Mm-hmm. Wewe kwenda. Sasa, Jesse na mwana pale, kazi ni anasa tu. So I figure, you know, Jesse is my friend. Let me reach out. I'm sure. Yo, you need to chill, you need to calm down. If you like, don't dive into this life like this. Hey. On a Thursday evening. Hey, Jesse akaniambia niachane na maisha yake.
Haikuwa
Thursday. Silikuwa Thursday. Okay. Ulikuwa unaenda kupiga sherehe Friday. Kwanza hiyo ndio time shisha ilikuwa inazurura itao. Ngona Jesse chimney in cheer.
Lakini umeamua kunianika. We?
Sasa hiyo pale African girls anavaa skirt inafunika miguu na sweta inafunika mikono.
Eh ba. Hata ukimtext ana eh alikuwa anazurura na Bible fulani. And then she always had a notebook ya Bible.
So I remember during that period, that is when that Project X thing happened, and it was at first it was so innocent until that thing, you know, like blew out, and then my school got to know. I don't even know how they knew it, and I had not even gone for my result slip yet. So imagine I'm going back to my school and I had passed, yeah. I'm going back and they're like, Jesse, you want the Sunday school teacher? You've decided to disgrace our school. I'm like, oh my God.
Face of Project X.
Yeah. So they even start showing me the posters and, you know, start scolding me. And, you know, they're like, we're not going to give you your. This is how you go represent us outside, a whole Bushirian. I'm like, oh my God, even after high school, this school will still haunt me. Like, I was so angry. Like, I'm not even any result slip niende mimi ni maisha yangu. Like, I had to go like several times, and you know, so that I could get my result slip. And so I left. So I even left Bush. I have never gone back there, but I left there with a bad, what do you call it?
With a heavy heart.
Heavy what? I didn't care that time. I was like, I was so tired of those expectations and all that pressure of having to be, you know, this straight person. So I was like, I'm just done. I'm done. I'm just going to do whatever I want with my life. And then that's when this guy comes to tell me, Sidri, I've seen you. Oh, come on, yeah. Umeniona, so what? So what? Eh? But anyway, like, I got to realize, you know, life is not, it's not, imagine si venye waliniambia uko, si venye waliniambia nikipata A ati O, nitaenda ni interested with this uni O, nitaheshimiwa kila mali O. It was not like that. It was very different.
Uko nje ulipata mafisi.
And let me tell you, let me tell you something else. Except for the first few maybe months after high school and when you join uni, that is when the school where you're from matters. Like after that, it doesn't really matter. It
doesn't matter, yeah.
Like true. It doesn't matter. So if especially you let that define you that mimi nilisomea Bush, you know, I'm from you come to realize, like, after months, it fades away and nobody really cares what, where you learned, where was your high school, what you got, what grade you got. Like, life is so different. And being in 2021, I think the world has really changed that it doesn't, like, it even makes it less, like, nowadays, it doesn't even matter whether you got an A, whether you're in uni or what. I think as long as you know what you want to do and you put your effort and time in it, life is, you'll succeed.
I know it's a cool teacher.
Yeah, it's when you go shule hapa.
Sunday school teacher, unaanza kupatia advice. Get
yes, it will tell us your perspective.
Kwanza, I need to clarify. It doesn't matter whether you went to Bush if it's a small B, but if it's like, you know, when
you capital B,
when I
Nataka kusikia.
Ati unajua uko shule na mimi niko kwangu. Ongea mbaya nini wewe?
Gol. Kitu yake.
So I think when we finished school, when I started making money, it wasn't a lot of money and by my standards, Leo, but at the time, I'm realizing, hey, but then gonna do. So this thing guides you, especially when you get into business and your first business goes through and you're like, hey, things are falling in place, but hey, manze, kumbe, I've always been destined to like, to be like this.
You're going to be a billionaire by 21, eh?
We shall calculate the maths.
Right? Kwanza cha tuingie kwanza long-term relationship. We can sustain this one. On this other end, we do A, B, C, and D. Unaanza hadi kupatia watu advice. Telling people they wasted their time going to university. Mm-hmm. However, here's how funny life is. Business is such fine margins, yani. One minute you're here, the other minute you're not. Yani, you sleep for 1 month, you catch up for like 6 or 7 months. And if you don't have the resilience and experience, your failure before, itakupeleka. So me, I failed, colossally failing. So then now it got to a point where I had to go back home. Nyumbani kwetu. It was a crazy time. I remember I always quote 2017 to be like the most difficult year of my life. Because that's when I went back home, had nothing to my name. Na yote mlikuwa nimeadichukua loan.
Uko negative.
Nasa hiyo, wazazi wanakuuliza, wewe ndio ulikataa kusoma
Actually, the weird thing about my parents is they figured, hey, this kid is about to lose it.
Must be nice.
Which bothered me even more. Because if my dad is not rubbing something in, you're down bad.
You're going to be a prodigal son.
So sindi ya tukarudi.
Walai.
Manze, sasa umerudi, Mejiona kitu mbaya, sindiyo. So now I went back home, had to restructure everything. I had debts left, right, and center. So what I did was I disappeared, of course, from people. I toyed with the idea of joining the army. My brother told me not to. Actually, I didn't talk kwa hiyo form. I'd even applied for cadets and kaingia kwa hiyo nitonga shortlist ama ndio ni.
With that prefix induction,
then
I'm not surprised, but anyway.
Yeah, prefix induction, it will go my lab, bro. So I took a lot of time before I got my footing. And then now I started putting myself out there because my view of life was build a Silicon Valley startup or become a doctor, lawyer, engineer at the end. I never thought about anything else. Ukiuliza any Busherian who is in school size, umuliza, by the way, do you think you're going to sell car spare parts?
How?
Did you think you're going to be a peddler in Juja?
Nani mimi? Oh, yeah. Did you think this is... So there's so many opportunities out here that by virtue of the fact that we went to Bush and we used to have principal stock and that we've got a very specific definition of success. So we get principal stock and then we have a very narrow view of what life is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So
explain to the listeners a bit about the principal stocks and what you are being fed or conditioned to think.
Oh, principal stock, it's like, the principal comes and speaks to 1,500 students about whatever the hell he wants to speak for like an hour. And he tells you crazy things. Oh, Miles Monroe said ABCD. You need to be like Mark Zuckerberg. And I feel like we need to, when I tweeted this, this story I could compare to Mark Zuckerberg to relax. Let's just calm down. To choose Mark Zuckerberg is among 7 billion people. We can't all build Facebook. So your standards when you leave school, nasema the next Zuckerberg tangapi in what country? This country doesn't have facilities. So you think when friends come to you and they're like, "Hey bro, we're thinking of starting to sell car spare parts." You're like, "I rather no." Yeah, it makes sense. So eventually now when life gets to life and the rubber meets the road, you get to a point where you have to pull yourself up. You have to changamka. And on Kenya, I even did modeling. I was Mr. Tourism Kenya for a very long time. Let me tell you mine.
He might make it in future.
I'm just kidding.
Secure the bag.
Secure the bag. Say to Nasafa na wewe. Ah, you made the wrong choice. Yeah, but eventually things work out. You make connections. Of course, pia, you kwenda bush in Oxidea kuweza kurelate na people at very high levels.
Yeah.
So you meet CEOs and they ask you, hey, what do you do? I remember my first big gig was I listened in on conversation. Hey, we're looking for someone to do advertising. So I'm just listening. So I'm going to come out by the way I do advertising. They're like, we were looking for someone. Hey, let's link up. The life. Just you una danganyana hapa vitu uongo ndogo ndogo alafu ujui how expensive lies are. How do you? Just Billy, by the way, what about you? What's your experience?
Yeah, tell us.
It's an experience. But for me, I think even as you guys have said, leaving high school, you think that for Busharian, your life is set into, you go to one of the Ivy Leagues. So if you stay in Kenya, you go to one of the best unis in Kenya and you're getting your first class honors at the end of it all. And after that, you are, as you said, leading one of the best startups or a CEO in one of the big countries. Even at an internship period, you don't even think at an internship. You just know you'll be scouted to a big law firm for And as I'm still in uni, I'm hearing things are very different.
Hey, ukonje ni kunoma, bro.
Nabado.
And even on that point, I want to ask Lewis, you guys, do you remember this set book we did in high school called The River and the Source?
Yeah.
And then remember that guy, is it Akoko's son, who wanted to drop out, then his dad chased him away from home?
Ah, yes.
Yes. Lewis, hey, low, with low. Your African parent who stormed out, how did you survive?
Hey, let me tell you, if my dad has never stormed out in his entire life, he faces things. Aliona mtoto nikiza mshika hapa, I'ma kill this boy. I think throughout my life, my decisions, the decisions I make about my life, and also even when I have a small sister, how I talk to my small sister, how I address issues back home, have put me in a position where my parents trust my decision, even when they do not agree with it fully.
Thank you.
Decision yangu. So relax. They trust my decisions to a point where they just give me guidelines. So when I say I'm going to be doing A, B, C, and D, even right now, my dad usually consults me about things. But it's even better right now because I live in my own house. So he invites me as someone who, I feel like you respect him kwanga throughout. So when I made that decision, they were a bit bothered, but then eventually they're like, you'll figure it out, which I never did. They should have beat me instead.
So even when you're going back home, did you expect them to rub it in like, now see, unaona? Is it something, you know, sometimes you expect when you do mess up, your parents should lecture you and at least to feel vizuri about it. Like, not to feel vizuri, but at least you feel like, you get what I'm saying? If they don't lecture you, you feel like, there's something amiss.
Yeah. Right. When when what happened? My house even got broken into. When it rains, it pours, man. So I went back home as if I'm going to be there. So my parents are wondering, already Nairobi, kwani? It's been 2 weeks. I'm like, ah, relax. And then I have mastered the art of not being bothered by things. I could be drowning underwater, but I'm just there, vibing too. Hey, so Emisha 1 month, Emisha 2 months. Hey, my dad can eat a candle, can be, how are things going? And can be a miata staki kwa viko. So he figured, hey, this boy. And then now I'm one of the noisiest people in my home, but at that time I was really quiet. So I feel like they read the room. And then they realized. I think so I told him everything that had happened. And he realized most of it was inexperience and the fact that he could have given me insights if he'd supported my business. So I feel like he owned the part of it. I don't know what happened. It's a dream, man.
Must got tricks. Nice.
But my dad is a complete African parent. See, don't be confused.
That is a not an African parent.
Yeah,
but,
I agree with Jesse. You, Bileo. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree
Jesse
with
you. Jesse, shule. That's it? Hey, Bileo, ask Jesse about what she was doing in Juja.
Yeah, I even want to ask her. Now, Jesse, after your whole Project X scandal, what
I just got into.
So this is me. Life is showing me, okay, this is not what you thought it was going to be like this. It's going to be like this. So basically, I don't even know whether I didn't even... Okay, I did CPA. Results came out. Everyone got called to these universities. And then for me, I knew I didn't want to go to UN because I wanted to go as far as possible from my parents, from home, yeah? So I was like, JKUAT, and had had Juja, you know, Jamaica, Juja City, you know?
Yeah.
Hey. Mm-hmm. So for me, I remember even when I finished school, I didn't exactly know what I wanted to do, like in terms of my career. So I just knew I didn't want to do medicine. I didn't want to do this, but I didn't know what I wanted to do. Ah, so being from Bush, it's a little pressure. Kachagua course gani? Quantity surveying. Do you mean me? Do you mean me? Yeah, tumeenda Juja. So first of all, nimetoka Strathmore, nimeenda Juja. Everything is different.
Culture shock.
Like, yeah. This is a public uni. The gate. That's even an understatement. What? Kabisa. Yeah, that place. Anyway, drugs. Niko yavani ati alcohol. Nikajua kuna kitu naitwa bangi.
Go fry, eh? Uka nice mbaya.
So I remember at first I was like, okay, this is going to be nice. I was excited for my journey. I tried doing my course and it was not bad at first. But after some time, I'm like, is this really what I want? What's going on? And then I was doing parallel. So, like, I remember at first, I really knew, like, after 1 year, second year, I was like, I really don't want to do this stuff. I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
But the fact that my parents were paying, like, a lot of money for me to be there, I was like, I don't have a choice. Class nimetoka Bush. Kwani naweza lemewa? Na course.
Aji.
Aji sasa. How?
Aji sasa. Aji.
Nimeng'ang'ana. So I remember when it got to like second year, it started getting to me. Like now I was not happy. I was trying to get into like, don't say me to come in depression, Evie. I was trying to like dodge my reality. You get?
Yeah.
I remember I was so unhappy. Like I was just, you know, when you just push through the day so that, you know what, like I made it today. And I kept, I remember I used to keep thinking, every single day, to keep thinking, how will I tell my dad this is not what I want to do? And this is like, and he's, and I remember when I went to Georgia, my dad told me, you remember, Ati, you know, my friend called Siri Kenovia, that her daughter was in UN. Imagine first year, second year, third year, akaamua third year ndio atake kufanya hiyo course. Ah, mimi mtu akanifanyia kitu kama hiyo. Ah, hata sisi joke yenyewe tutafanya.
African parent.
African parent. You know, so my dad was like...
There's a script this boy read from. There's a script. Because all of them are so similar. There's a script.
So this is me every single day trying, you know, I'm really trying to live this life. But every single day I'm like, how will I tell my dad? Because this is not it. This is not it. And it took time. Let me tell you, it took time. I started feeling, what happened is, like I said, I got into like a mini depression. One day I'm not going to one class. The second day I'm not going to classes. I'm not going to class for a week. And you know, it's JQuad. JQuad is not very like strict. So you can tell someone to sign for you. And 1 minute, you know, I'm not getting out of the house. You know, I was like, ah. Until, you know, I was like, ah. And then, you know, and then let me tell you something about JQuad. There were very many Busherians also. Na wanafanya engineering. So nilikuwa tunapatana na mtu maybe uko in the streets of Juja, you know. Unafanya nini? Engineer, mechanical engineer. Okay, sir. Unafanya nini? QS. Lakini najua siendi class. I can't even remember the last time I went to class. But the fact that you're saying you did QS, this person is telling you he's doing electrical engineering. So you, like, I think I kind of built my identity, or yeah, you know, like it, like a part of, a very big part of my identity. So when things started going left, of course I felt like my whole world, you know, had crumbled. And mind you, I was dealing with this alone. So you see, I've stopped going to classes. 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, let me tell you, 3 months, four, five. My parents are paying for my fees. They are paying for my rent. Naendanga home every 2 weeks. Naulizwa uko sawa. Nasema niko sawa. I go back to Juja, but I'm just chilling.
But you've not been in class for 5 months.
I'm not going to class. Like
for 5 months.
For 5 months plus. Yeah.
Away.
You know, my parents think kata jana ilikuwa mbaya but nili manage you know. So I think I was stuck. I don't know how to say I was stuck.
Yeah.
I was stuck. I knew I'm not going back there. And I don't know how to tell my parents are not like curious ladies at your stomach.
Like, your daughter
was not like me. And then, so I remember every single day I'm just contemplating, Ntenda ni one baby. And then I'm like, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week, a month in Aisha. So Mimi, and then I didn't want to be seen outside because my classmates are like, why don't we see you in class? I'm like, So I remember I used to be like in the house during the whole day. Like the whole day I'm indoors, and then if I have to buy something, I would get out outside. During the night, I would go outside during the night, and then I would wear a hoodie so that I don't meet with my classmate and they ask me, how comes we don't see you in class? We had a cut yesterday, we didn't see you, you know. It was getting that bad. You know, that's why I'm telling you, you don't even know when you're sinking into depression. So I lived my life like that for like around, I think like around 6 months.
Yeah.
So many Lisha drop out. mimi najua nilisha drop out lakini akun, but bado nalipiwa fees na bado nalipiwa rent. Oh, unaona ile maisha nakula.
Au unafurahia.
And then let me tell you something else. So like during the week I'd be like in my house and then during the weekends now I'd go party like not in Juja like outside Juja, you know. I would go party and try to forget, you know, and try to, and then now when Monday gets there, I'm like, oh my God, I have to go back. I have to go back and remember, oh my God, this is my life. So I was dealing with this alone. When I say I was dealing with this alone, I hadn't told anyone, not even my brother, not even my friend. So it was eating me up. And why? Just because I think I didn't want to admit that I don't want to do this thing. And Ilestoria, when I had this mentality that when I start something, I have to finish it. Like I miss you lem to akuwachia vitu katikati. No, I cannot be a failure.
Yeah.
Like I am from Bush, what are you saying? Hey.
Put some respect on my name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, was this around the time we were doing cocktails every other weekend?
Yeah. And I remember there's a time I was telling you school is bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when I meant bad, I meant I was just stuck. Even that time I was not even going to school. I could tell you school is bad, but I was just like after sitting going in the shule, I nilikuwa tunashangaa, how will I get out of this? Because I really want to, but how will I get out of this?
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember you mentioned ill time when you were doing, was it the SAM and ilikuwa nini?
Yeah. So that was even before that, like before that. So what happened is I came to realize like it's something also that I have learned in life with time. It's like I was waiting for someone to come and save me. Like someone from outside. I thought someone would just come and help me out. Like I don't know how to do it. Like I really don't like disappointing my parents. They have put a bar so high. The expectations are so high. I don't know how to let them down like that. So I was waiting for someone to come and save me. Nani lingoja, my friend. Hey. I waited until I realized, baby, I had to just sit down one day and I was like, this is my life. Nobody's going to come save me. If I want to change it, it has to be me. You know, like I have where it was hard.
Uh-huh.
It was really hard. And that's when I started thinking, if I tell my parents, I don't want to, you know, I'm dropping out. I don't want to be in Juja. I don't want to do QS anymore. What else? Tawambiani, I have to have like a backup plan. So what? So what will you do now? You know?
Yeah.
And I remember the only, like, I hated, because of that period, like I told you, that depressing period, I hated Juja, I hated JQuat, I hated everything about it. So I remember I just wanted to be away from Juja. Like, I just wanted to go away. And you know what?
Yeah.
My brother comes and tells me, it got to a point where my brother, I told my brother, so he told me, maybe you just apply for this school that's called ALU. I'm like, it's in Mauritius. And then I'm like, I'll just apply for it. But I remember I wasn't even serious. I just wanted to feel as if I'm doing something with my life, you know.
You're doing something, exactly.
Yeah. Because I was so stuck, I was so stagnant. I'm not doing anything. So I was like, I just want to feel as if, you know, I'm being productive, kidogo. And the thought of me leaving, like, it just excited me because I literally wanted to, like, run away from all this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was the time I started applying and I could ask you questions and all that. And let me tell you, if there's something that helped me and Corona, Corona helped me. Like me, I thank it. I know it's not the same for everyone. I hope this is not like, yeah. I'm not being insensitive.
You speak your truth.
So I was, so you see, I've started applying for schools abroad and in between. But still, I haven't told my parents. I've actually dropped out. I don't want to do QS. I haven't told them. You've been paying for nonsense, nothing. Your money has been going through the drain for all this time you get. So yeah. I'm trying to gather courage to tell my parents, kujieni vitu, nihame nirudi nyumbani, you know.
Niende Mauritius.
I didn't even know I'm going to Mauritius then. I didn't know.
Yeah.
But now I'm feeling, I have gotten to a point where I'm feeling so much guilt of, and I'm also tired of staying in this house alone. You know, I was getting to a bad point. So I was like, I really need to go home or just go somewhere. So I remember I had even left that house and had gone to live with a friend like for a month. So I was like, I really need to like just go back home. But I'm like, how will I tell my parents I'm moving back home? And I remember that's when last year Corona hit and schools were closed. So this is me. I hadn't told my parents yet. So I went and told my dad what. You know what? Schools have been closed. I don't see us going back for a couple of months. Why should you pay rent? Well, we can just take things. So we even did the math, you know, like we might not come back till maybe like November or October. So if you do the math of you paying rent and us just moving with it, afadhali kae tuhame nitakuja kutafuta nyumba nikirudi JKUAT and I badae na mimi unajua mimi najua sirudi JKUAT ever. So in my head I know I'm not coming back. So my dad is like,
utakuwa umeolewa by November.
So my dad is like, okay, I think that's a very good idea. So I've gotten one, you know, load out of my whatever. So my dad comes, we take my things, I go back, and I'm so, I was so happy. God. Like, I was like, oh my God, thank Corona. God, COVID, thank you. So I go back home. At least now I'm in a healthier state. Nakwambia sikuwa naona jua. You think, you guys think it's a joke?
Sasa hata una ID.
Hey.
Huko hadi na ID.
It was bad.
You didn't even know your ID number.
I didn't even know my ID number. Mimi niliacha kusoma kitambo. So now I'm at home. At least now I know my dad is not paying rent. I told him to stop paying fees. Come on, Ebu, for a while, Ebu, I'll tell you when you'll go, you know. But I was like, no, this is the time to tell him. And then I remember just after going back home, after some days, that's when I was accepted not to ALU. And I have never been happier. So when I sat him down, sat my mom down and told them, so this has been it. But I didn't tell them that I was not being out at his squad class for the past 6 months.
I'm a podcast with everyone else.
What a fryer. I work in a tangori on a kataku in the
If worse comes to us, napata bwana huku, nakuwa...
Nikupate.
Anyway, so I told them this is it. I'm not doing QS again. And I've been applying for schools and I've been admitted to ALU and it's going to be in Mauritius. And actually I remember we were supposed to leave like in September, and it was just like 3 or 4 months. So my parents are like, what the fuck are you saying? Like, I tell them, I've quit school. I'm not, you know, like, I'm a dropout.
Yeah.
And I'm actually leaving the country in like 2 to 3 months. I'm leaving the country and I'm going to another school. And this was, I was informing them, I was like, I'm not telling you to give me permission.
I'm not asking
for permission.
No, sure.
I'm telling you.
I'm informing you, not even informing.
I'm informing, exactly. yeah.
Mkaya mkijua.
I was wrong, wali.
I'll storm out.
Walishtuka. I think.
Wait, kwenda huko.
Ai, walishtuka. Walishtuka. Ai, ya, ya, ya. Lea, walikuwa tu wanaangaliana. Wananiangalia. Wanasema nkikuya. Ati, unahuka hati ya. Ati, what are you saying? Please repeat what you're saying. You know.
Uh-huh.
And I think they also saw that I had, it's something that I had been doing for a long time, I had thought about it, so they could see. But, you know, I'm not changing my mind. I had already made my decision. And I was, I remember even telling them of how, like, I was really unhappy. And I think they saw that, and, you know.
Yeah.
Work out. They were, what kind of party of blessings though? Yeah, so I think, yeah,
Olai.
Imagine. Of course, they're still bitter.
This is your life with blessings, sir.
Of course, they are not happy. It's not what they'd want. Because I remember at some point my mom was trying to tell me, ay, my budget at room, yaka. Ay, si vomilia tu. I'm like, ay, mama, pana. It's not that bad. Imagine, mom unaweza make. Ay, mimi namwambia hii hapana. No. I'm done. I'm not even thinking of this. Like, literally, there's nothing you can do to change my mind about it. And that was it. A whole Busherian.
Imefanya ile kitu.
Na kuambia mi, si venye kamwilu aliniambia mimi. My principal.
Alitudanganya
aki.
Aliamka asubuhi akachoose lies, man. Na alikuwa ngasa tu. Billy, what do you do?
I do law. But that's beside the podcast. You don't have a show after. But I think with parents, once you show that you're firm and you're sure of what you're doing, I want an option because now this is your life, literally. They now have to stop thinking that you're an extension of their life and all the thoughts that you'll become is you're a completely different person. And a lot of parents struggle with that. They're like, hey, we've paid for school fees all these years. Because again, you're an investment to your parents. You're just there, dilly-dallying. They're spending money to waste. They're saying, this is my investment. Na hi bet na ungua. Form. You know.
Ati unapeleka beti yangu Mauritius.
At that time, it doesn't leap a parallel. You know, like for me, I'm in job, so we pay like 28 G's. But parallel, munatulipia.
Ilikuwa mbaya.
Ay, utafraya.
See, my parent is one.
Hey, like any people walikuwa na jokes.
But for you, Lewis, you know, we always saw this thing about at least just get the degree for the papers, you know. So for you, what's your thought process and how is that like? As well as you talked about, you made money, a lot of money when you're first starting off. Which you wouldn't recommend or you don't, you regret that. So what is that about?
Mm-hmm. I think if anyone is listening to me, Yanni, these young people that came after us, just go to uni. Whatever you do, go to uni. I know there are people that make it out here without papers. And these are very exceptional people. And it's very exceptional circumstances. Even me, I'm really awesome. I'm really amazing and I know what I do. But kuna konganele point enye, I am limited by, because there's most of the people that are giving jobs are not 24-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These are people who are 50, 60, who someone that 100% knows. Umse lazimu kuena papers. So unapata, especially sisi when you were doing business here services, you have to really, really be recommended by someone. So for me to work with someone, lazima nikuwe na msee mwenye anajua msee hapo ndani. Like, it's a whole process as compared to if I had papers and I take, because I've done a lot of jobs. But in afikanga point, mtu anakuuliza, yeah, and what did you study in uni ndi ukafika kufanya hizi stuff? Naambia, actually,
well,
you know,
next question.
Like, if you can, if you can, I think if you... You nisumbua pia mimi as of now, and I'm even thinking of getting a degree at some point too in the next. I'm waiting for elections this year next year, so that I can do, because it's not even urgent for me as of now, but I will have to go back to school eventually and get that degree, because there's a certain feeling that you have when you don't have papers, however good you are at your job. Yani, this is not Silicon Valley. This is not Tesla. Mm-hmm. This is Kenya. Na tunaweza jidanganya ati, hey, I'm going to get a job in Microsoft. Yeah. Ni watu wangapi? So I would really, 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 really advise, if there's anyone who's listening na unajiambia, hey, manze jo, you look at Lewis anazururanga hii Kenya na ana degree. Relax. Yeah. It's not the best decision I could advise someone to do. But if you really, alafu sasa, again, pia, the path before you find something to do is a really depressing path, because you get knocked down and then you just see your friends. Mdo mingia second year, uko kwenu. Mdo mingia third year, you're still at home. Mdo mingia fourth year, guys are graduating. Now they've started working with companies and we unakimbizana tu na businesses, which is good. But I don't think a majority of the people making that decision have that willpower to do that, because it's not easy. So if you can, get the papers. Because pia hata wase wenye wanaanzisha biashara bila papers, when they're employing professionals, anafika suddenly hatambui business ethic. Yes.
Before you answer the next question, the thing that, is, do you, so it's a yes or no question. Do you regret the decision to not go to uni? No. Okay.
No, absolutely not. Of course not. Nilikuwa kidogo hivi ku regret, lakini hapana bana. Pulled myself out of it. No, I don't regret. I think I've made really good contacts huku nje, so that even if I fail in business and went to school, nakuja kan mingia tu kwa jobs straight. Even when
we're sorry.
Just for the listeners,
I know people.
My company, you should be.
Just for the listeners. And the money matters. Yeah. What,
money.
Why you regretted making money, or you didn't? You wouldn't recommend making money earlier.
Ali, I see that I wouldn't recommend it. I just personally feel like if I had faced failure in business very early, ningekuwa na idea how to deal with it later on, as compared to when you build something for 1 or 2 years and then it goes under, then that becomes a completely different thing. I love for you've always known a life of results after effort, because life is not like that. Leo unaeka effort, you do everything you can do, but then life doesn't respond. So I feel like ningepata hizo challenges very early on, it wouldn't have taken a whole year out of my life, because I was in the house for one whole year doing absolutely nothing. Nikakuwa mweupe ajabu. Nilikuwa na wakuna huko na live skin. Hey, ni vile Jesse alikuwa amenikandoa. Tungetafutana na Jesse hiyo time, by the way, tungeharibiana sana. Unajua tuko na job.
Maribu watu huku.
Ingekuwa tricks. But I've been able to stay away from drugs, though. That's my favorite highlight in life. Sana. Jesse still has more comment. It's cool.
Jesse Linda drew
feel pressure.
We shall not go further than that.
Hey, Jesse Linda.
We didn't ask for the coping mechanism.
Jesse Linda invite. Billy, what is the interesting thing you've learned from interacting with people? Because I know you're interacting with all sorts of people on this podcast.
For me, one thing, okay, there are very many things I've actually realized, because with, as I always say, with every guest who has come on the podcast, there's so much value I get from each guest, even from you guys,
That's why I can't just let anyone on this podcast, because immediately I finish recording, I'm just like, these are good networks and these are people I actually want to keep in my life. For even though it's just for banter, even though it's just for the serious stuff, like you said, the same way you said, you have many networks.
Yeah.
So for me, I have you. So even me, I have those many networks. Mm-hmm. So definitely.
Well, you see what he's done there.
What do I see?
Yes, and I'm in Jelen
and Jesse is now in ALU. So you see, that's already a network. And because, you know, you see, you guys are older than me. So you definitely, me even as you guys have been talking, I'm like a listener. Yeah. I've gotten so much advice, so much insights on how to view life. Because a lot of us always feel like we have to finish these things, even though we're getting depressed, even though our mental health is going down the pits. You feel like, let me just finish it for the people. And these are the same people you're trying to impress who really don't care about you like that, you know. This point literally are waiting for you to fall so they can say, oh, he went to Alliance and now see. But when you're struggling, no one is literally there. No one is checking up on you. Lewis, have you left the house? Jesse, have you eaten today? You know, no one really cares about that struggling bit. So, yes, sir. So even as we wind up, I want to ask you guys, what are your parting shots? And even when we start with Jesse, for her, I want her to kind of talk about the pressure aspect. Did she move away to even ALU perhaps to leave this whole pressure manenos behind her? Was that part of the reason? And what are your thoughts on the whole pressure system for you? Because you even had to leave the house at night so guys don't see you. So definitely there's that pressure of what will these guys think about me and whatnot. Yeah. So for you, what's that like?
I think for me, during all that time, I also came to realize that this is my life. I make the decisions about it. I'm the CEO of my, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I came to learn, one, about identity. Like I said, that you're not your course, you're not the job you're doing, you're not the person you're dating, you know. I got to sit down and, you know myself. And that means that what people think about me doesn't matter anymore. As long as I know I'm like this and like this, you know, I'm smart, I'm confident, I'm beautiful. If someone comes and tells me otherwise, it doesn't affect me. So it started from there. And with that came with the pressure from outside. Like, I was so comfortable with myself that now I was like, me coming to ALU was like, I'm starting afresh. E-life, imenipatia character development. I have so many lessons. You know, I'm ready to put them into use. You know, like, I just want a clean slate and just live my life. No pressure from nobody. This is my life. In fact, let me tell you, the people who are giving you pressure, let me tell you something. Nobody has their life figured out. Even nani, ama nani, ama nani. Nobody. True. So even these people who are giving you pressure, they're still figuring their life out. So I don't feel that pressure anymore. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's what I'd say. Like, I'd tell people not to just live your life, set your goals, and let them be for you, not because the society has said, because you're a Busherian, because you are told, because of your parents, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think, once you set all those things straight, you don't feel the pressure. You start living your life as long as I've done this, I'm good with it. I don't care what anyone says, you know. Yeah. So that's what I'd say. And for me, something I came to learn about life is not scripted. When you liambiwa ati, you will get out of uni, you will do this course, you know, by 24, I'll have graduated, I want to get married by 26, 27, nipate my firstborn, it's not. Like, So if there's something I have also learned is to just trust the process. You know, trust the unknown. and, you know, let go. And you'll come to realize that, you know, like, good things will happen. Like, don't stress about it. Life unfolds in a very beautiful way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what, that's my parting shot.
Hey.
Yes, sir, I even remember when I was doing this special episode, I remember one of the guests, Colleen, said that if there's one thing she'd like for anyone is to free themselves from the what will people think mentality. Like for her, she said, ever since she got rid of that mentality, life has been so good for her. And you're just saying that again, and I'm like, yeah, that's really where it's at.
First of all, I would like to ask you, I'm going to make a request to you. When you mentioned about my networks technically becoming your networks, I feel like the quality of guests you bring on this show is really, 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 really high. Because I've listened through you, even with regard to potential, like when MC Mwanye in the next 4 or 5 years will be calling shots. Yeah.
What can you say about my 4 or 5 next years?
Next question.
Guy. Next question. Guy.
Who's talking Mauritius Munge? Jesse akuja apate bwana huko or something.
Namikwambia ajapata kwa hii podcast. But sawa.
We are sorry. Anyway, my parting shots is venye Jesse amesema, me and Jesse have been exploring this Zen philosophy of Buddhist culture where they completely immerse themselves in the present moment. When you have time, as a Twitter, could become a Buddhist, your time. Of course, not to onge, but not as a religion, but as a way of life to Yani. But it's very important for Kilamse, especially these people who went to the so-called national schools to expand their horizons. Most of this economy is in this SME.
Yeah.
Na SME is not very easy to start as compared to easy multinational companies that we want to all start that are based on blockchain technology and whatever. So if you can embrace biashara ndogo ndogo too, because there's a serious need for small businesses to serve local needs. And then now maybe in a few years when we get to positions of policy influence, we can influence policies that actually affect how we run these other mega businesses. So I feel like kila msetu acheze kama kila, that's parting shot. Yeah, I don't know, my parting shot is very weak as compared to Jesse, but don't compare.
Like, the parting shot.
do not compare
with your life.
Yeah,
though you had to cut off talk some of them. Your friends you are with in Bush when you wanted to go through this phase of yours of leaving school and whatnot. Why was that very fundamental for you to do that? Was it because of the pressure?
It wasn't even fun. It wasn't even important. I feel like kulikuwa pressure because I make friends very easily, but I have a serious problem keeping up with people. Like, I'd go to a room, make 10 million friends, and then when nikifika home, I need like 2 weeks to recharge. So this means I'm not talking to either of these people. So it becomes a whole problem. Napata mtu ananiambia, hey, bro, ulipotea squeezy, you don't talk to whatever. And then pia, you find university students have too much free time. Too much free time. Mtu akona class Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, from Thursday hadi Sunday hana form na unataka to hang out. You're the cleaner, you're the messenger, you're the office receptionist.
Yeah.
When you start businesses, you're doing everything.
Yeah.
But you want to keep up na lifestyle ya watu. It becomes unbearable kabisa. You can't do anything. And keeping up with university students is actually the first reason why I think I didn't do very well in business. Initially, so I think I is of it natural yeah. selection to see I decided to cut people off. Of course, Pierre, there was when you at your lowest point and you start interrogating who is my actual friend. Maybe yeah. of it was akufala mtu ufanya when you're 20 years old. So when people disappear on you and then you come back trying to look for people in akwangumu, yeah. unasema we just move with people like Jesse that you run across somewhere on Instagram.
So I think with that, guys, we need to do a redo. We need to do another episode. Because the episode at Uzimaliza in this time is
we should, eh?
We should. We actually should.
I will.
Even as we talk about our Buddhism journey. Yo, Buddhism journey. Niske, what is that about? Because me, I know a lot of religious people are always scared of testing other things that... and feel like those things are shaky waters. So we will get to that very soon. But for the listeners, thank you guys for listening this far. Please continue tweeting and give us your feedback on what you think about the episode. What were your takeaway homes? And you guys have a lovely week ahead. And cheers.